Hello and welcome to Trust and Evil.
I'm Bryony.
And I'm Sam.
And
we're doing a chat. We're seeing how they go. People are liking them at the moment. So as long as you like them, we'll do them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, just reading a review.
Bryony is desperate. And I mean desperate to read some reviews out.
Bryony, your voice is absolutely not for podcasting. How do they know who I am? And you spelt my name wrong, you fucking retard. So actually,
I like your voice.
Sam is clear as a bell. Brian's voice is way off talking, is not fit for podcasting. Awful, like nails on blackboard, and no attempt of intellect to, or no intents of something to rather to be clear. Lots of tangents about their own lives instead of telling the story that seems to work for women who do morbid, but somehow does not work here. Listen just 10 minutes and never again. Go and listen to Morbid then.
Yeah,
they're lovely girls.
They're right? Great. That's a great podcast.
And if you're comparing us to them, then thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Even if it's in a bad way. Like,
yeah.
Happy days.
I mean, my name's mentioned with theirs. It's spelt wrong, but it's mentioned with theirs. You know.
I mean, the thing is, yeah, we go off on tangents, but I feel like that's our thing.
Anna Bananas 76 said, good research and love the way cases are discussed. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Anna.
I like the chit-chat parts. Masha Marie 247.
I didn't see that.
Sorry, my voice is not podcasting. I think they break up some pretty harrowing and harsh topics by being lighthearted about their own lives. I listen to this podcast by preference over some other popular true crime ones. Well, thank you.
That's
much.
Really nice.
If
thank
you.
Want to
Morbid, they are out there.
Yeah, and they're
lovely
good.
Girls.
They're good.
Oh, poor there's presenters. Some... Drev Bell? DRV Bell. Drev Bell?
Can I see?
Drev Bell.
I think it's DRV Bell.
Oh, sorry, DRV Bell. Very poor quality presenting, which inaccurate assumptions of the trial and mispronunciations of medical terminology, swearing and unprofessional.
Well,
I'm so sorry, I'm not a fucking doctor. Fuck me. Jesus Christ.
We'll try our best.
I mean, at the end of the day, get over it.
Yeah.
Don't listen.
I think we've been very clear on the fact that we're ADHD and we are definitely not experts at medical or psychological. It's just what we read.
This awful. Oh, shit. This podcast is awful. I pretty much prefer the Daily Mail, the Trial of Lucy Lett podcast. It sounds like two teenagers having a chat. Annoying.
The Daily Mail podcast was good.
Oh, I mean, yeah, definitely. I mean, they are. That's what they do. That's their job.
Yeah, and they are media, aren't they? They yeah. are. What's oh fuck? My
life. That's their job.
Yeah, they are. What are they called?
Presenters.
No, not presenters. Sorry. They are.
I'm intellectually unstable.
When you investigate a case, what the fuck are they called? What they got? They are.
What?
They've been media trained. They are
media trained.
Somebody is shouting the word out right now, saying,
I mean,
you
they
twats.
Are better than us. So
we, well, yeah, that as That's well. It.
Great job, girls, especially on the LL case, Lucy Letby case. I know how much work goes into producing a podcast and you both do an excellent job. I love your banter and I love British podcasts. Just keep being yourselves and you'll find an appreciative audience.
Where are you?
There.
Counteract
some of the negative messages. It boggles my mind why people feel the need to criticise about stupid, minuscule things. Happy listening from Australia. Thank you, The Brew. We appreciate you.
I love that. And also, I think I've said this before, the Australians just seem to get us.
Yeah, I don't know why.
But they do. I love them. Love my Aussies.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also have an Australian auntie and she sends me, as we're on the Christmas vibe, she sends me Christmas decorations to my tree every year.
For your big house, you got 10 trees.
Oh,
how many trees have you got?
I've got one tree.
I've counted at least five since I've been here.
But once, because I didn't have an Australian Christmas decoration. What I like for my tree, I like to have completely individual decorations. As you know, you've bought me some.
You're very posh, aren't you? So, yeah.
Very posh. And I asked her once, could I have an Australian decoration? Now she sends me one every year.
That's very nice of her, to be fair.
Yeah.
That is cute. Not perfect, but real. Not for everyone, but the reviews show, but honestly interesting. And I love listening to you both. Keep talking about cases, plus your lives. Keep positive. Love, lots of love.
Oh, thank you. Who's that from?
That back. Ellie XXX.
Thank you, Ellie.
Please. Thank you, Ellie. I don't know if I read this one out. Favourite show? Yes, they go off on tangents, but it's never boring. These two lasses do lots of research and hard work into this, so can't believe some of the scattering views. Move on if you don't like it. I mean, now use that as our slogan.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
We do use that.
Love it.
But I say move the fuck on, because you have to have a swear word.
Have to have a swear word, because we're us.
I speak to you before and I'm like, oh, I think we should just like stop swearing as much. And she's like, ah, oh, fuck off. And I swear the most.
Thing is, it wouldn't be real. We don't censor anything. That's the thing, isn't it? We don't try to be different than what we are.
Now, this one's great.
Okay.
This is the best one.
Brian is going to go
ridiculous
mental.
Ridiculous comments about nurses. Now, to be fair, I did make a comment.
Okay.
Right? It was just my opinion that I feel like I've been in the hospital a few times, and sometimes I get the feeling that they're just not loving their job anymore.
Yeah.
So maybe these nurses could be checked and chucked the fuck out. Just saying.
Oh, not check the fuck out. I feel that's harsh.
Yeah. No, yeah, if you're not doing your job properly but and you're not feeling it, you to be a nurse.
But no, there's a difference between having like a bad off day and not doing your job properly.
Yeah, but you're not listening to what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is, like, basically what I'm saying is I feel like they should be, in my opinion, I feel like they should be vetted. Not just one vet, but like go through a series of checks every now and then. And if they don't pass them, then they need to get out. Because I've had nurses be so fucking rude. They might be having an off day. They might be having an off hour. They might be feeling like shit. But I'm still a patient and I'm not being a wanker.
Yeah. And if you're a patient, you're poorly of some kind,
exactly,
aren't you?
Exactly. And I would never go into my job and be nasty to them.
Yeah.
Because I'm having a shit time.
Yeah.
You have to put on a front. It's your job.
Yeah.
It's the same as if you get served by someone that's a rude fuck.
Yeah. I agree with that completely. But I guess what I'm saying is depends. Just it. Difference between being a bit of a dick and just not doing your job.
Yeah, but if the patient's asking you for something or expressing a concern about something and they're shutting you down, that's not doing your job.
Yeah.
Or if a patient's, like, I've seen it when I was in the hospital with Tim's dad and stuff, and this man, he's always messed himself, and they get right stroppy about it, and I'm like, look, at the end of the day, I don't really think he wants to sit in bed and shit. If you're not taking him to the toilet, he's got to go.
Yeah.
Like, it's your job. That's the thing. It might suck sometimes, but it's your
job. It is your job.
Don't
go
telling him off. Like, you know, he might do it every day. So what? That's like, if you know roughly when he goes, take him to the toilet.
Yeah.
Get one nurse who's constantly taking him to the toilet so he's been, and then it saves the bed.
Yeah, but then I guess, again, Bryony for president. Yeah,
that's what I mean. Exactly.
You need enough staff to be able to do that.
Jelly nurse will agree that I need to be president. Right. Seriously, your intellect or lack of is sometimes astounding. It costs NRS almost 20,000 Oz US, US, I don't know, AUS.
Show me.
Almost 20,000.
Well, sometimes astounding. No, it costs RNS almost 20,000, yeah.
Oz, yeah.
Yeah.
To complete a bachelor's of nursing, and your solution for a few bad nurses is that nurses can only work for 5 years. As horrific as it is, the nurses have harmed you, cannot legalise again. Business. There would be around 10 million nurses work worldwide, so strictly the base ones are, thank you, very minimal. Your comment and amp waffle at times is embarrassing to each of you. Think about what you are saying before you say it. Nursing is indeed a passion and AMP. Calling an AMP, I don't know what she's on about, to be fair.
Oh.
We work hard to keep up to date and AMP education. Right, jelly nurse. I'm going to tell you now, right?
Oh, God.
Fuck you. No, you shouldn't be a nurse.
Bryony!
No, I give a fuck her. She shouldn't even be a nurse. Fuck her.
No, don't say that.
No, I don't give a fuck. This is my chat and I'm allowed to say what I want.
Well, that's true. It's your podcast. Say what you want.
Yeah. Fuck jelly.
But she's probably just very protective.
Oh, maybe she
thing is.
Thing
is, I think...
Maybe she's good at her job.
The general thing is, 99, maybe...
Nurses and doctors should be checked more. This is...
Yeah. I think most of them are good. Most of them are great.
Oh, a lot of them make mistakes that they shouldn't be making.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with that. I agree with that completely. But usually it's not done with ill intent.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it is. Like, they've perforated my eardrum. They've done that. Have I made a complaint? No, just fucking fix it and let's get on with it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But I could have been like, oh my God, I'm going to sue the fuck out of you. I didn't, because it's a, like, it's just a mistake. It just happened. Get like, I've got to get out this
life. I think a lot of it could be solved with staffing. If the money was there and given.
Oh, yeah.
They take money away from the NHS all the time.
I agree 100%. I think the NHS should go private, personally. That's how I feel. I do.
Ooh.
I do. Honestly, I do. I do. I do think there should be, everyone should be allowed to access it.
Yeah.
But I do think there should be some privacy about it in some ways. Like, if it come out your benefits.
The thing,
like,
is, I said that that's an ideal world. Like, that, that wouldn't happen. That
it could happen. Though. That's what they want to do, isn't it? They do want to make it private. Like.
Yeah, but then you'll face what America faces. People won't get the healthcare they need. Yeah,
I know, like, so many children that haven't got dentists and stuff because parents can't afford it. I'm not saying that it should be completely private. All I'm saying is that if we put money into it as a society more, we could get more out of it.
There are things you're saying I agree with. There are things you're saying I don't.
Yeah, well, that's fine. But that's my opinion on it. Yeah. I think it should be. Like, I know lots of people that pay private and the care they get is amazing, you know? That is the difference. Whereas, you know, we're sat waiting for operations because there isn't enough staff, or there isn't enough, you know, there's not enough nurses on the ward, so they're kicking you out sooner than what they should.
Yeah.
Especially, like, the elderly, you know? Yeah. That is awful.
Oh, like I said in my last podcast, I've been waiting 4 or 5 years on the waiting list for an NHS dentist. It's not great.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even, it was my fault I got kicked off, but it wasn't. I rang up. I had a job. I rang up and I said, they've asked me to work. Can I cancel? Yes. La la. Rebooked it. They asked me to work again. And it wasn't my working days, but they asked me to work. So I rang up and I said, I cancelled my last appointment, but they've asked me to work. Can I cancel this appointment? Yeah, not a problem. Then I get a letter saying, you're gone.
Off. Yeah, exactly. Because they want people off. Because they want people to pay private.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and I'm not saying all nurses should be struck off. That's not what I was saying. What I'm saying is there needs to be more checks done, because then hopefully, I mean, Lucy Letby managed to get away with killing far too many. She shouldn't even be able to kill one, alone the amount she killed.
And let's not forget that is a very small case. Yeah.
I'm not denying that. But if she's doing that, then there's probably other nurses doing things that they shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
There's probably more goes on than what we think.
Yeah. And it's probably because they're knackered.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they shouldn't be allowed to work 12-hour days. It's too long.
Yeah.
It's too long to be work and you're on your feet.
Not, I was going to say, it's not just the amount of hours you do, it's the work that you're expected to do when you're there.
If they were governed to do shorter hours, shorter shifts.
Yep.
Right, I get it, they get paid less, and I do understand, I get all that, it's shit. But at the same time, like, it's the same with, like, drivers. Drivers can only drive for so long.
Yeah.
Because then they can't drive, because then they're tired. It should be the same with nurses and care staff. Like, it's hard
they
work.
They do, they have a tachogram or something, drivers.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe the same something. But then who's going to look after people?
Well, this is it, exactly. I know it's hard, and I'm not saying all nurses are bad, and I'm not saying all nurses should be struck off. I'm just saying there should be more checks done to stop mistakes being made, to stop, like, you know,
I don't know if, like I said, I agree with the checks, but I agree with more needs to happen.
Oh, I do.
And I think it's support. Personally, for me, it's support, it's money, it's funding, it's making sure everywhere's staffed properly. Making sure these poor nurses aren't doing the job of three people.
But the problem we've got as well is hospitals won't then employ agency because they haven't got the budget to do it. So then they're overrun. The same with care homes.
Yeah.
You know, some care homes I know that run on far less people than they should.
Yeah.
If they got checked, it'd be massive shit.
Yeah.
But they haven't got the money to get agency. Well, actually, I don't think there's any poor care home manager.
But again, like I said, what you're saying is, it doesn't sound to me like it's a quality of care problem. It's staffing and funding.
Yeah, I do agree with you. I just think in my head there should be more checks done.
Have you ever worked in the hospital?
No.
See,
I wouldn't want to.
I have, and I was very young when I did it, but I can honestly say I didn't see a nurse that didn't try their best. But I can also honestly say I saw a nurse that was doing 10 people's jobs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, exactly. But every time I've had a hospital experience, there's been so many positives, but then there's been massive negatives that then reflect. That's all I think about.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And same with doctors.
I guess
now as
what
well.
You're doing is going on experience.
Yeah, but same with doctors.
Yeah.
Doctors are fucking awful. Let's face it. Like, they get paid far too much money. I don't give a fuck if there's any doctors who doesn't think that's not true.
I guess it depends on the doctor. I don't know enough about it, to be fair, to comment on that.
I haven't had
any. I know with my GP.
You've got a really good GP.
Yeah, I have. I've got a GP that I've had for ages. She knows me, and obviously I've got a lot of medical issues, and she knows all that. I can never get an appointment with her, or if I do, it's like a 3-4 week wait.
Yeah.
I need sorting now.
Yeah.
So what happens is I get a phone call with a different doctor that only reads my notes in the last, I don't know.
Probably not even 2 visits.
Yeah.
You need to tell them. They'll go, what's the problem?
Yeah.
And then you have to then tell them your background.
Well, for instance, I'm perimenopausal. Have been for about, what, a year? Mm. Maybe more?
Because she's old.
Because I'm old. I'm getting old. Yeah. And to be fair, for perimenopause, I'm very young. Mm. I'm not quite 37 yet. I will be by the time this podcast comes out.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. But yeah, so I was going through all these things. And to begin with, I was a bit like, could be, couldn't be. Probably not because I'm young. Well, not young, but young. Too young for perimenopause.
I'm so young.
But then all the symptoms, like I had every symptom, every single symptom. So
I remember, like, the sweat, man. I can't wait because I'm so cold all the time. I can't wait to be warm. I honestly just can't wait to be warm. Feel my
hands.
It's
terrible. Oh, your hands are freezing.
I've got bad blood circulation.
Circulation. So, yeah, but it's taken me a year to go on. I've literally just started the hormone patches. And they said hormone patches aren't the best thing to go on, but just to see
if it makes a difference.
I've only been on them, somewhere between a week and 2 weeks. And I've not had a hot flush.
Can being menopausal make you tired as well?
Yeah.
Because you are tired a lot. But you don't sleep well, though, to be fair.
But that's menopause as well.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, but it just took me to see my actual doctor, which took fucking forever.
Yeah, I know, that's what I mean. It's ridiculous.
And I don't think that the doctors that I saw were wrong. They just weren't looking at me as a whole.
No.
Because I've got fibromyalgia, they were just saying, well, that's what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And I was like,
they blame everything.
Yeah. And I was like, I've had fibromyalgia forever. Well, not forever, but for a long time.
Pretty much.
Well, yeah. I was like, I know what that feels like. This is different.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they were just like, no.
Fibromyalgia doesn't make you sweat the way you were sweating.
It was something else, wasn't it?
You don't sweat like that.
It was something else.
If anything more, it makes you feel like you're poorly. Like you've got, like, I always feel like I've got a fever. Like when I flare up, all my muscles ache. You know, like if you're coming down with a fever, everything aches, I'm cold. Like, I'm never fucking sweating my tits off.
Yeah.
You know?
Like I said, well, I still don't know. But the hormone patches seem to be working at the moment, so.
I mean, you look like you're 38 now. You started them. And you've got a moustache.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
I've got one too. I need to shave mine. But yeah.
Just going to go au naturel.
Yeah, but yeah, fuck you, Jelly. I don't like you, all right? She will never listen to this, so it doesn't matter.
I get what she's trying to get at, but
I get what she's trying to get at, and I wasn't being a prick. It didn't come out wrong, because I'm not taking it back. But what I'm saying is I would like there to be more checks done with people that are dealing with life and death situations.
I think what she had is her general staff in her head. What you had was Lucy Letby and ones like that.
Yeah. And it's not just, she's not just the only one.
No.
Do you know what I mean? And she's not just the only one that's probably a nurse that's doing things he shouldn't be, even if he's just taking the odd medication here and there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that goes on all the time.
Yeah.
That you never will count up a ward and the medication will be right.
Really?
Ever. No, of course not. No, definitely not. Especially in a big hospital.
It's hard. The answer is money and stuff.
Remember that nurse ended up killing that woman? She basically... that machine wasn't working. You, like, I don't know, I think you had to scan something or whatever. The doctor, it wasn't working. You have to type it in. You started typing in like 3 letters and it come up and she just clicked yeah. Didn't check the bag, gave it to this woman and she pretty much died instantly. I can't remember what she'd given her, but it was the wrong thing. She pretty much died instantly. You couldn't stop it then because it was in her body and she died. And I think she might have gone to prison or she was on trial for it. And it's like, you know, she admitted, like, I was tired. I didn't check. I should have checked.
It wasn't done by malice. It was done by a human error. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if she would have been checked and they would have gone, you know, you do seem tired. You do seem like you need a bit more of a break. If she's working long hours, you know, like that costs someone their life.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, that's your job.
It's a fatal mistake, isn't it?
Yeah. And if you want to go in and do that job, you need to be spot on with everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like me with medication at work. If I give someone the wrong medication, I'm fucked. I've got to do medication at work. I need to make sure it's spot on.
Yeah.
And I do. I'm terrible. I'm awful with medication. I am like right.
I think you need to be though, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Yeah. And if you type in something in the machine, fucking check it. Especially if you're just clicking it. I'm not saying she did. I'm not saying I blame her, because I do generally think that she was absolutely mortified about what she did. Like, yeah. I do generally think she was. She probably
had all the guilt in the world.
Yeah, yeah. But should she be sent to prison for that? Should she face criminal charges for that?
That's so hard. Yeah, because she did something wrong, but no, because she didn't mean to.
But she killed somebody. It's like you've got in your car and you drive and you kill somebody. You know, 9 out of 10, you're not aiming for that person.
No.
Should you be charged? It's like saying, oh, nah.
Because then it's looking at the world like it's black and white, isn't it? And there's so many grey areas.
Yeah, there is. But I mean, at the end of the day, if she was too tired, she shouldn't have been doing her medication.
Yeah.
You know? And if you take medication yourself, some of the medication you take, you shouldn't then be dealing with medication. Because it can make you tired, it can make you break, it can have these side effects.
Yeah.
You know? You don't know what they're taking.
So difficult, isn't it?
But yeah, let's get off a sad topic now. Fuck
yeah,
you,
that's awful. But no, comments. I love you with the comments. See, I'm very much, like, don't get me wrong, I love the good comments and I thank you so much for them. But Bryony, she sees on the bad ones, don't you?
I'm like raging. She's like, don't worry about them. No, fuck them. Fucking hell, I can't even, I can't even comment back. Come on Facebook and say it.
The more listeners you get, the more bad comments
you're
going to get.
Oh, I know you will. I know, and I do understand that. And I know, and we've never claimed to be
Experts in anything
apart from retardness. Do you know what I mean? We've never claimed anything but. Like, so, and it bugs me that people go on and so unintelligent.
Yeah, people never are like, for neurodivergent people, they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
But then I don't think they listen to the podcast enough to know that.
No, they don't. They listen to one bit, probably me swearing, calling everyone cunts, and then they go, oh my God, they're horrible people. Do you know what I mean?
Let's talk about something nice.
What is there to talk about that's nice?
I don't know.
Well, it would have been Christmas.
It would have been Christmas.
So happy Christmas. Probably New Year.
Yeah, it's got
and
to
a happy New Year. What would we have done? We're meeting up Christmas. Oh, we had a really nice time.
Bryony's on a health kick at the moment, so she's not going to drink with me.
Yeah, you don't start in January, okay? You start before January. I thought she fell. 90% of people...
Oh, she's looking great, don't get me wrong, but she's also not my drinking buddy anymore.
No,
so.
You have to drink with Tim. Don't give him vodka, he gets violent.
Oh.
And then I'll be phoning the police. Or he'll fall asleep in my car and I won't be able to wake him up. We are going out on Friday though for your birthday.
Oh, we are?
Well, before. Yeah, we are. Yeah.
That is happening.
Yeah, that's happening.
Okay,
yeah.
I didn't know.
I thought I told you that when I come downstairs.
Well, you said something about you seeing me on your birthday, but you never really told me what was going on.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, we're going out for your birthday.
Okay, cool.
Well, that's if I can get babysitter. Just bear with me on that, okay?
All right.
But Layla should babysit.
All right.
She's all right. Days. But I don't want to get drunk because I want to pick Maisie up on the way home because my sister's not there.
So you're not drinking with me again?
No.
Oh, fuck's sake.
But we're going to go out for dinner and I can't eat and drink anyway.
Ugh.
Well, you'd have had lunch. I don't know. You'd just eat twice.
Why am I having lunch?
I don't know.
What?
No, I don't know what I'm on about.
Tim taking me out for lunch?
I don't know.
You just dropped him in it.
Don't tell him.
I won't tell him. I won't tell him. I swear I won't. He might listen to the podcast, but I won't tell him.
Does he listen?
Well, sometimes he does, occasionally.
Probably just to hear your voice.
Yeah, because he loves me so much.
Yeah. And Tim came to work the other day and he was like, no, he didn't come into work the other day, that's random. Tim came home the other day and was like,
you're Tim?
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, we've both got a Tim.
Yeah, that's so
and
confusing.
And came home and was like, I never guess what. I was like, what? He's like, this boat came in today and your podcast came up on his app podcast. I was like, And he was like, that's so cool though, isn't it? I was like, did he listen? He was like, I don't know. I was like, tell him not to listen.
So I've just looked and I can't find it.
Oh, here we go. We always say that.
I've looked, but I can't find it. We had two people post pictures of like their top five podcasts that they've listened to this year.
Yeah.
We are both in their top five.
I didn't see this. Well, on our group, they posted it.
Yeah.
I didn't see a lot though, do I? Because I didn't come on there.
Oh, because you're bloody shit.
I am busy. But I tell you what, in Denmark, somehow, we're number 55.
Yay.
And in India.
India?
I swear, what happens is one person must like be in India that listens to us or something to chart us.
Yeah.
Because in India we're 237.
Okay.
And then in Vietnam.
Okay.
Vietnam. I mean, welcome Vietnam.
Hello, India. Vietnam.
We're 120 ranking. Well, I mean, I don't know if it just makes it up sometimes.
No, I don't think it's true, but still, I'm happy. Even though we're in the hundreds, I'm quite impressed with that.
I know, sometimes we make it quite good.
We've got a new member. We've got lots of members now that are sort of engaging in the group, and I love that. Come and engage with us, guys.
I'm not on it much, but I'm a busy girl.
When it's good, I tag you in lots.
Yeah, you do. But it depends if I'm on my Facebook. Because I don't have notifications set up, so I don't like.
But what I will say is, if you've been listening to the last two podcasts, Brian's been going on about my massive, massive house, which is not true.
Liar.
But it's because in the podcast previous to that.
Was it previous one, was it?
Yeah, I mentioned something like, because I live in the city.
You didn't say it like that.
Maybe I didn't. I don't care. But because I live in the city, my house, I'm not even saying, I think Brian's house is more expensive. It's much bigger. But because I live in the city, basically the prices are more expensive. It's cheaper to live where you live.
She's lying.
But there's one of our Facebook people, she's called Stacey Delenty. She was like, "Hello, Bryony, Hannah and Sam. I followed the case of Little Star Hobson when it happened. Thank you for giving this beautiful little baby girl a voice. I must admit, when I heard your emotion, I felt it." And I love that. But then she said something about when I said about the house, and she just giggled out loud. And I love that. I love that we made someone giggle out loud. I just love it. I love the thought that we did that.
I just find it bizarre that people do listen to us, good or bad.
Oh, it's bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, like, you know, and I wonder if anyone that we know listens to us. Like, I know a few people that we know, but I wonder if anyone we like know but don't know.
I went out with my college friends the other day for like a Christmas get together. And
your
one
new
of them.
I don't know anymore.
I've had them for 2 years.
No, they're old friends now, but I'm not allowed to.
And
meet
she
them.
Said, like, she, in and out, she listens, and I was like, oh, that's lovely, but it's also horror, so it's cringe.
Yeah,
like,
it's so cringe, isn't it? So, and we've got loads of ideas for next year that we probably won't do, but we're trying.
The thing is we need help.
No, we need help. We need fucking. Are you joking? Yeah, of course we need help. We need lots of help.
There's things we want to do, and it's mostly charity based, and no amount of Googling really bloody helps.
Oh, it's hard work, isn't it? Like, I've done my little bit, I think I know, but what, like, and also what we want to do, if we really want to watch documentaries with you, but we need to figure out how we're going to do it.
Yeah, I think we've said before, haven't we? We want to do like a Patreon type thing.
If we did Patreon, we can live stream, which would be better because we can watch it with them.
Yeah.
If we do a time and a date.
Yeah.
And then whoever wants to join can join. And like they can just, we'll just do it at the lowest tier.
Yeah.
It's just so that we've got that. It's more having that little group of people that want to do it. If we do it on Facebook, we just open ourselves up for a lot of negative comments.
Yeah.
And as we know, I don't do well with them. Okay. All right. I love to banter
people.
The
thing is, we...
And I'll take any banter.
We want to give back. That's the thing.
Yeah, we want to do
also,
more.
Also, don't get me wrong, there are things people moan about our sound and stuff. We do this for free. We do it in our spare time. This is not our job. This is just a passion project. We said this a million times. Yeah, we'd like to invest in new microphones and stuff like that. But what we really want to do is give back to people that are suffering.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I like families. Like, you know, I've done that case. I've done cases where, like, families haven't done any wrong and then they're left with children that
don't
belong
to them.
Yeah, yeah, they belong to them, but they have to care for, which, well, they don't have to, but, you know, they
But they do, and they love them like parents.
And, like, I would love, just even if we've just sending them to freaking McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like, and if we ordered it, it would be so, it's not just us doing it, like me and you going, oh, here you go, here's money. It's, like, us, all of us, everybody that's been a Patreon, we've all donated that to you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I reckon we could say, like, we could probably match whatever we get. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we'll match it. So
well, to
more...
a degree.
Yeah, to a degree, yeah. Yeah, to a degree. If you, like, donate, like, £1 million,
I
live in
it.
A poor house, I can't even remortgage, and I can't sell.
I just want to do something. Something good.
We're trying to figure out what we can do. But my aim would be to, like, support families, send families on day out.
Yeah.
Or, like, buy them. If they need stuff, buy them stuff.
Yeah, we're not aiming for the sky. We realise we're a small podcast. We realise there's only so much we can do.
Yeah.
But we'd like to do something.
Yeah. My,
And if any of you know how we can get onto that and really, really do it, please message us, because we we're lost, basically.
Yeah, the only thing I can think of is doing it through Patreon. And yeah. I don't know if Patreon takes some of that. I'm not really sure how Patreon works. We've got it, but we've never really done anything with it. We've just got it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's any other ways. I know there would be like PayPal and stuff. We could do that. But my aim is to whoever's going to be like if we're saying, right, all of our funds from now until next year, say, are going to go to helping people. So anybody that comes on board on Patreon, mm-hmm. that money that's not going to go to us, going to go to helping people, right? But then we need to give back to them for doing that. So that would be like my only option for that would be like the live stream of documentaries, yeah. and things that we can get involved in, or yeah. like more chats or different cases. We can't guarantee.
I guess let us know
cases.
What you want.
Yeah,
is the thing, because we don't want to just do things that you guys are like. Ugh.
Yeah. But we can't guarantee the cases on Patreon at the minute because we haven't got the time.
No.
Like, I am so busy with work. I don't know what's going on with my work. I'm mm-hmm. so busy. I'm more busier now than I was trying to
be
take
less
staff
busy.
On so yeah. that I could do less.
And then found out that's not the way it works.
No, basically I do more now than I ever have.
So much she's got a diary.
I literally, my sister's like, I rang her up. I was like, so somebody said, because we'd taken on loads next week. And I was like, so somebody said, she was like, fuck off. I was like, okay. I was like, so can't fit anyone else in? No. I was like, okay.
I guess it's just making everything realistic. We want to help in some small way.
Yeah, we want to try and help. And we need to figure out how. We're not really sure how. So yeah, if anyone's got any ideas, because... I don't know if people would be up for the documentary thing. I think people would. I think it'd be quite fun to do.
Yeah.
Like, because if they're there as well, mm-hmm. I'm not about them live streaming to us. We'll live stream to them and they can be in the comments.
Yeah.
So they'll be watching the same thing. But again, it's time zones. It's...
There's just so much to think about, isn't it? But...
What we're going to watch.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be so good if Netflix released something really good now that we could all watch. Mm-hmm. So Netflix, come on. Or if anyone knows any documentaries that are going to be going on Netflix. Like, I would have loved to have done did you ever watch the Maxine one? Yeah. It's not a documentary, but
yeah.
I would have loved to have done that because I did feel sorry for her. And then I'm like, actually, no, I don't. Like, you have to remember what she did.
Yeah.
But in that in that series.
She was sort of made out to be...
she was made out to be really stupid.
Yeah.
And
sort of the innocent party.
Yeah, real innocent party. And you've got to remember what she actually did. Like, she did more than what was shown on there.
Definitely.
Do you know what I mean? Like, when he was cleaning his car, I'm sure she was helping him.
Yeah.
She knew right from the start, and it makes it out on there that she sort of figured it out afterwards.
Later.
Yeah. And, like, you know, she knew as soon as she said to the police, oh, he was with me. Well, probably before that, actually, yeah. if I'm honest with you. But I don't even know if she ever went to her mum's, because that's portrayed on there, but I don't even know if that actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But that's the kind of chats we want to have.
Yeah, exactly. But I think, yeah, I really did feel sorry for her. Mm. And I was like, it's come like halfway through, and I was like, what the fuck am I feeling sorry for her? Like, I was so pissed off with myself for feeling sorry for her. I was like,
You were supposed to. That was the point of the
documentary. Yeah, but it did work. Yeah. You know what I mean? It did work. Some people might watch it and feel like, absolutely not, it didn't. But yeah, I feel like if you watch it, you'll be like, fuck, why am I feeling sorry for this bitch?
Well, like we said it loads of times, but if anyone knows anything that can help, we are open.
Yeah, we're open to anything.
Yeah.
Not anything, that's something.
Well, any suggestions that can help us.
Any suggestions and...
Just help us give back for free because we're poor.
Yeah, exactly. And I've never set up a charity, so I've Googled it and I've done a little bit of research on like the government website. So I'm vaguely familiar, but I'm not really. Like, we would have to get an accountant. Because I wouldn't want to fuck it up, basically. You'd be in a lot of trouble.
And that is the thing. We want to prove that what we say we're spending the money on is what we're spending the money
exactly.
on.
Yeah, exactly. And I'd love to, like, be sending families out, and then we can have pictures of that, and it would just be amazing to see. Like, there's one family that I really want to, like, help, and just, like, anything in just a small little way. Like I said, even if it's just a trip to McDonald's for them, I don't care. It's just something to be like... To say to her, like, what you're doing is amazing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they are your sister's children, but you didn't have to
step up.
Yeah, but you did, and that's amazing.
Yeah.
So if you're wondering what we're on about, I think I covered this case in season two.
Two or three,
and
yeah.
It was Michaela Lingard. I'm sure that's how you pronounce it, Lingard. And it's a really, really tragic case.
Yeah.
And her sister did not deserve to die.
Well, if you listen, you know it.
And if you are in an abusive relationship, please go and listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
Because hopefully that opens up people's eyes.
Yeah.
and makes people realise actually serious consequences.
Never ends well.
No.
Never ends well.
But yeah, so basically I can't remember what we were going to talk about because me and Sam have paused it and been just crying about our lives for the last hour. And it's now, what time is it now?
Late o'clock.
11 o'clock at night. It's the latest I've stayed up in. Oh, I feel like a
Tell
child.
Me about it. Me too.
Yeah, but you can just go to bed now.
Yeah, but I can't. I've got to listen to the case that you released.
Oh, have you actually?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's your job.
I do every time. I do every time.
I upload them. I listen to them. She'll message me on a Friday being like, where's the case? Yeah. Because I'm now, it's just case. So I'm like, yeah, I'm doing it. And 9 out of 10, I can't find my fucking tablet to record it on. So I'm like, I can't find it.
We do what we do and we can do it.
Yeah, we just do our best, all right? We're triers, but we never succeed.
Yeah. So basically, we hope you all had a lovely Christmas.
And a new year.
And if you didn't, we hope you get sorted ASAP.
Yeah.
Any help with anything we've said tonight would be much appreciated.
Yeah, it would be. We would really, really appreciate that. Even if you can just help out either on the group or...
anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
Like, we're desperate to get people on to do cases.
Our thing is, we got no money.
We're fucking...
But that is...
Sam has.
We...
But yeah. I haven't. I'm poor as shit and Sam's rich as fuck.
That's just not true. We've had people offer to help and they're like, pay this, pay that, and it
we don't want to pay for you to advertise for us. We don't want more listeners like that. We want like listeners that want to listen.
Yeah.
That find us. Oh, I love the ones that find us organically.
Yeah.
Like we had like the mother and daughter and that was so sweet. Wasn't yeah. It? She was like, oh, my mum listens and now I listen.
I love
like,
that.
And then we've got Emma. Like Emma's amazing. Like, oh, I was supposed to ring her tonight. Fuck. Basically, because I want her to... She did these hats for us and they were... They're so...
I wear mine all the time. It's so, literally out my
I know,
out
I saw it when
there.
I came in. And they're so warm, aren't they?
Yeah.
So she did these hats for us and we were thinking maybe we could like sell them as some merch. Like start with hats.
Yeah.
We need to figure out how we're going to do that with her because I'd rather maybe... I don't know. We don't know how we do it. I suppose we would pay her. I don't know. We haven't figured that out yet. We haven't got that far yet. But yeah, they're amazing hats. Like I wouldn't say if they
no,
were shit.
No, they are so
like,
good.
Nah, like shit.
They're so good.
Them. But yeah, I mean, maybe it's the wrong time now to sell hats because it's not going to be winter soon.
But no, yes it is.
Yes,
we're right in winter. It's exactly the right
people
time.
People bought their hats now probably for winter. I've got about 20 million hats. I've got a hat obsession. And I've got loads. And they're pissing me off, though, because I've spent a load of money on them. I'm like, oh, I wear them. And like, I love them. And they're like, oh, I don't like it now.
Yeah, but everyone's not you, bro. You're special. You're one of a kind.
I am.
One of a kind,
pair
babe.
Of clothes, hat. You see, I swear on my money. That's why I'm so fucking poor.
You buy all the hats.
I buy all the hats and all the clothes. Sheen is my life. All right. And then I'm like, oh, it's got a hole in. I wonder
Sheen's
why.
Sheen's supposed to be the like cheap one, but Bryony's poor because of Sheen.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. I'm like, and the thing is, you don't just want to order like £10 worth of Sheen. Like, it's like £100 at a time. That's
thing is, because you think that's cheap, and then it's not so cheap anymore.
No, you're like, shit. Sometimes I do my basket and I'm like, it's like £300. What the fuck have I got in this basket? And then I go through it, like taking loads of stuff out, and I'm like, oh, I really like that. It's difficult.
Can I just say, she makes marks for how rich I am and how poor she is. The fact that she can order off Sheen proves that she's richer than I am.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because you're like, when you do a Sheen order, let me know.
I literally said, when you do a Sheen order, let me know and I'll put like a £10 order in.
Yeah, and then I'll be like, if it's shit, don't blame me. Because I know if it's shit, she'll blame me.
Of course.
Like, I'll get the blame and I don't like it. I don't like it at all. But yeah, so basically, next time you listen to this, it'll be Sam's birthday because it's Sam's birthday on Friday.
No, it'll be way after my birthday.
Yeah, but I'll do you a nice post on Facebook so people know.
Oh, yay.
And then people can wish you happy birthday and you feel special.
Well, nobody will, and then I'll cry.
They will. They will. Don't be so harsh on yourself. You're the nice one. No one likes me. It's you they like. It's you that's going to make it. I'm just going to be like your little sidekick that just has a free ride.
You're the funny one.
Am I though? I didn't think I am. No. I think
I'd like
I'm
to
funny.
Say we're both unfiltered, but fuck my life. Are you unfiltered?
I can't help it. People at work are like, thing is, Brian, you just get away with it because you just say shit. And I'm like, yeah, I don't mean to.
I feel like your Marmite.
Definitely Marmite.
Love you or hate you?
My husband hates me most of the time.
I love you.
Loves me a little bit.
I
you
love
hate
you all the time.
Most of the time.
No, I love you most of the time. And then you come over, then I hate you.
Yeah.
When you're not here, I love you.
When you don't contact me, I love you. But then I never text you back.
No, I was literally waiting for 4 hours today for you to come.
Yeah, you did. I messaged her about her birthday and I was like, oh, what are you doing? We should go out for your birthday.
Yeah, you
and
said.
And then I was like, fucking bitch didn't text me back. Fuck her. And then I raised the issue tonight. Cause we've got a lot of friendship issues going on here,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Raised the issue tonight. She was like, oh, no, I messaged you back. And I was like, oh, sorry about that. Didn't see it. So now I've arranged. But I didn't book anything. I mean, not that I would because I never go out.
Why? Because I'm not that special.
What do you mean? No, but I didn't book to go out.
It was your idea.
Yeah, I know, but what I'm saying is I didn't book anyone else in time.
Oh, right, I feel special.
But, I mean, I've kept that sort open for you.
You didn't keep it open for me, you just have nothing to do, so you thought, okay, I'll do
no,
it.
No, I've got lots of friends, actually, okay. Who want my attention.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's not true, but I know you just ignore them because I'm the recipient of that. I know exactly.
I can't help it. Yeah, but that's why I haven't got many friends, because I ignore people.
Well, you just said you got loads. Make up your mind.
Well, no, loads of people like me. I just don't like them.
Okay.
Do you know
what I mean? All right, I feel special.
No, I've got no friends.
I love
you. You're my only friend.
Thank
and
you.
And even you tell everyone how poor I am and how rich you are.
Can't help it.
Right, look at your lovely bracelet. What have I got? Look at my bracelet. You'll laugh.
She got a hairband.
No, that's like a Timbal. It's like a supposed to be like a love thing, and I'm like, great.
Oh well, that's not my problem. Tell Tim to fucking get his shit in order.
But I know, but every time he buys me nice bracelets, I break them.
Well, I have told him. One. I've told him I have sent Tim countless bracelets that I know you'll like.
I know, and he doesn't buy them.
So I've tried.
And this is what he does, right? So I'll be like, oh, I like this. And then he'll go off and find something similar, but not. And no. Buy it. And I'm like, that's not what I have
no,
for.
No, he doesn't. He's just like, I like that one. I'll buy that one.
Yeah.
No.
No.
I can't even tell you how many bracelets I've sent him. I sent him the exact one that I have that
I
you love.
I love that. But no, I don't. Have you still got that?
He hates you.
Have you still got that?
Yeah.
Well, when are you going to give it to me?
I'll leave it to you in my will.
Oh, we're going to not die for ages.
Oh.
We've got to go to fucking absolute shit.
Right. And thank you very much. We hope you have had the most amazing Christmas period. If you haven't, I feel you. I'm sorry.
Bye, was yours to say.
I'm going to assume it, yeah.
God, you've got me, so yeah. Yeah, I'm going to assume it.
Exactly. No, but good luck and good love and good...
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck for Christmas.
Good luck on your New Year
resolutions.
Oh, we should do a thing on Facebook, like, what are your New Year's resolutions?
I hate resolutions.
Never do them.
No, don't do resolutions.
I used to when I was younger.
If you do resolutions, you'll fail and then you'll feel shit about yourself. Don't do them.
No. Or make a list of things that you want to achieve throughout the year.
And then throw it away and pretend it didn't exist.
Yeah, that's a resolution, isn't it? Make a list of things that you achieved last year.
Yeah, I like that. And things that you have achieved.
Yeah, things that you've achieved last year and be like, fuck.
Even
me.
If it is, I kept the kids healthy.
Get the kids alive.
Yeah. Kids are alive, they're
mine
all right.
Mine would be, I didn't get evicted from my house. I'm not as poor as what Sam makes me out
to be. My God, you got to let this go. Look, I can't help my munch. It makes you feel bad, okay?
But if you didn't like this, just move the fuck on, basically.
The motto.
Yeah, that is our motto. I'm going to put it on our page.
Move the fuck on. Yeah. But no, thank you for listening, guys.
Much love. Bye.
Lovey loves.